Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise your holy name, Lord. We praise you for another wonderful night with you. We thank you, Father, for guiding us, leading us, showing us what you'd like for us to talk about. We thank you, Father, that you are in us. And when you're in us, everything is possible. And we praise you, Father, for a great, wonderful time tonight with our brothers and sisters. And Lord, we thank you for changing our hearts into your hearts, full of love, radiating forth from us like a light bulb. We praise you, Father, that the unsaved will come flocking to us like a moth after a light bulb. And we praise you for it, Father, in the days ahead. We thank you, Lord, for this great revival that's on the way. We thank you, Father, that you're preparing us to get ready for it. We thank you, Lord, that the gospel will go forth through your people. And we thank you for it, Father. We thank you, Lord, for the provisions to get it going. And Lord, we thank you for the preparing us to meet the challenge in the days ahead. And we praise you, Father, for DNA restoration in each and every one of us in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, that we have this access to you every day, every minute, every second of the day, because you live inside of us. And when you live inside of us, that brings forth the waters, the living waters that flows forth out to the people. And we praise you, Father, for this great and wonderful gift that you've given us called salvation, that brings everything that we need. In Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, tonight's going to be an awesome, special night in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. And I thank you, Lord, for bringing down the faction, bringing down the enemies of God. And I praise you, Father, for a great, wonderful election here in the United States and in Brazil and all over the world if that's taking place. And I thank you, Lord, that it's all going to be good, and it's all going to be above board. And when it's not above board, Lord, I thank you that you're going to expose the perpetrators, and we praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. We praise you, Father. Amen and amen. Woo, my, 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 my. All right, anybody got a prayer request tonight? Or testimony, or praise report, or song. Yeah, go ahead. Julie gonna sing a song. Praise God.
Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm rejoicing. It's we got rain here today all day. It's been really awesome. And I just thank the Lord for all that, and believe me, He's gonna send all the spiritual rain we want to. And praying for that too. But thank you, Lord, for sending us all this beautiful rain we received today, Lord, and tonight. And thank you in Jesus' name. And I also thank you, Lord, for just the last couple nights have been a fasting of sleep, for lack of a better way of saying it, because there's been a lot of sleeplessness and stuff and warfare and spiritual weirdness and all kinds of stuff. But you know, I had some prayer time with my a dear sister yesterday, and we prayed and came against some stuff. And even though I didn't get as much sleep as I would have liked last night, I still got some sleep. And I had a really good day today. Got a lot done around my home, and got some stuff done in the kitchen, and had some really good time with the Lord today. Worked somewhat this afternoon. Yeah, so, you know, I just felt like a lot of stuff lifted off of me. Praise God, so I'm grateful for that. Thank you, Lord, for the victory over our enemies. Thank you, Lord, for all the trials and the tribulations. In the world, we will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world, and you give us your peace, Lord. And I thank you for all of that, because I experienced all that today, too. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Father. Amen. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Lord, we thank you that Judy's going to sleep every night, all night long. And when she wakes up, it don't make any difference if it ain't but 2 hours. She's going to be refreshed, glory to God, and she's going to have supernatural energy, and she's going to be bouncing around just like she's supposed to. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father. Amen.
More than 2 hours. Thank you very much, Lord. I would really appreciate more than 2 hours. Amen.
Okay. All right. Anyone else? Yeah, go ahead, Theo. Or Lana. Theo.
Yes, I did have a pretty awesome testimony. So a few days ago, I came home from work, and things were going fine. Nothing was out of the ordinary. And the day after, I got hit with this huge dose of rejection. It's a huge dose. I mean, it was pretty bad. I didn't want to talk to anybody. I had no strength. I didn't have any energy to lift my hands up. It was just this huge pressure on me. It was all rejection. And I didn't realize that's what it was at first. I mean, it came to me later, because with each day it kept getting worse. And then each day something would be added on. So like the first day was rejection. The second day, something happened, and then anger. And after that came unforgiveness, and then faction, hardcore faction. And I was like, this is just not right. And I was afraid to speak because I didn't want to say anything to hurt Lana or the kids or anybody that I spoke with. I didn't want to say something that could damage, you know, in the long run. And I knew that it was not like of me, you know, it was something outside. And so I got Lana and I said, this is rejection at the core. You know, it's nothing you did that made me so just upset and, you know, turned off, so to speak, where you just couldn't get to me, couldn't get me to talk, nothing. And so we prayed about it. We prayed about it, and she prayed with me. And then the next day, one thing I left out, Julie, was I didn't get any sleep either. Each night this was going on, I was getting less and less sleep. And I'd be exhausted by the end of the night, or by the end of the evening, I'd be exhausted and wanting to crash. And then my eyes would just widen and open up, and I couldn't sleep. I'd lay there and stare at the ceiling, and just this turmoil and just going through me. Anyway, so after we talked about it with Lana, or Lana and I talked about it, we prayed about it, and I was able to sleep the full night. And last night, which was the day after, I confessed all this to the local gathering here. And so they all prayed for me and rebuked all these spirits that have been attacking. And I went through that awesome deliverance, and I received it all, and I claimed it. And I mean, so far, it's awesome. It's been a huge blessing, this whole thing. And to top it off, put the cherry on the top, right? We have this washer that we got for free, and the locals know about it. I don't know if we've shared it with the outreach. It was a free washer. It's a Whirlpool. It's like a 500, I don't know how many dollars. It's more expensive than a typical. I know that much. And it would start a cycle, and then it would just air out. Some error would happen. And so we've been praying for this washer for probably a month now. About a month. We've been believing. We laid hands on this washer. We commanded it to work. And I didn't want to spend any money on it. I was like, Lord, you gave us this washer. And that's how we received it. We're not going to go and, I did all the research, right? It could be the suspension rods. It could be the stator. It could be, you know, this solenoid or that sensor. You know, by the time you buy all the parts, you got a new machine, right? So today, the Lord puts it on my heart. After all this deliverance, after all this, these awesome testimonies, Lord says, sanctification before blessing, right? You all know, you're all familiar with that. I said, this thing's just dirty. It's just dirty. If it's, I mean, it looks great on the outside, but the soul is just corrupt, right? So I took this thing apart. I took out the tub. I had to get my car jack in there. This is an awesome picture. I had 2x4s. I mean, everything that needs to go into a washing machine, I put it in there. And I took this thing apart, cleaned it up, put it all back together. And man, you know what? It did a full cycle. It actually washed the clothes. No overload errors. It's completely healed. Praise the Lord. I mean, that's, we've been struggling with this thing. And Lana can tell you. It's been a...
The one thing that comes to mind is happy wife, happy life. I am so excited. I'm so excited that I don't have to go to the laundromat. I didn't go. Didn't want to go. I did not realize how much dirty laundry bothered me. And I cast down anxiety. I cast down all double-mindedness. And I said, Lord, you're going to take care of this because it's broken. So we can't even trade it in at the local used appliance shop. And I have to confess, I received a bad report that said that this particular model is not such a great washing machine. So I was like, we need to fix this so we can go give it to the used appliance guy and maybe he'll trade us in for the model that I do like. And then I was like, Lord, this is such a headache. If you can just get this thing fixed, I know that you can make it just wash my clothes great. Like, it's not going to come out stained. I'm not going to be throwing clothes back in the wash because it didn't wash enough. And I am so absolutely happy. I could run laundry all night right now.
Well, listen, I see I've got 2 basketfuls over here.
You know how some people like to do dishes? I like doing laundry. So oh, I'll bring it on.
That's one of my least. Now, that's great. That is awesome. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for doing that, for cleaning the insides of that washing machine out. Lord of God got all that old dimming stuff out of there, and it's ready to go. It'll go till you come back, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Amen. It was literally rejection that was preventing that thing from working. You know, we've been praying, believing for that thing for a month or more. And
we've reset it. We've been patient and laid hands on it and nothing.
Yeah, praise the Lord.
That's an awesome testimony. Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Washing machine testimony. All right, Claire.
That's an awesome testimony. Thank you so much. I have a testimony as well. For the most part of our marriage, we've just been alone, really. So there's deliverance that's needed. Then it's either, you know, self-deliverance or Rian, you know, helping me through it. And that's fabulous, you know, because that's Jesus, right? He does the work. It's not us. And the power of the Holy Spirit. And a fair few things have been cast out and we've seen miraculous things and we know things have gone, you know, the fruit changes. But there were a few things that I was just like getting a little bit like, oh, Lord, I don't want to go around this mountain again, you know. And so I reached out to Michael and David and I asked them if they wouldn't mind just going through this deliverance stuff with me. And they did. And one of the things that, you know, that I was struggling with was, and it's not every day, but it would be a couple of times a month, I'd just be so irritated, like unnecessarily irritated with the children or unnecessarily irritated with something that I would know that I shouldn't be that way. And they prayed against that, and you know, the Lord is gracious, and he showed me a vision, and I knew the things were gone. And but what is amazing is that the past couple of days have been so chilled out in this house. It's just been so nice. The Lord has just done such a wonderful work, not only in me, but in my children. And, you know, we're continuing with our study of the Holy Spirit, and we're now on to patience. And I feel like the Lord has really anointed us with that this week, and it's just been wonderful. And, you know, I love the fact that we have a body of believers that we can count on, and we can trust, and we can ask to help, and there's no judgment, and there's no criticism, and you do this in all humility, because, you know, God gives grace to the humble, but he resists those who are proud. And I'm just so grateful that he's doing this work. And yeah, I just wanted to give all the glory to God. Thank you.
Praise God. Thank you, Father. You're an awesome God, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for your delivering power. Amen. All right. Anyone else? Yeah, Phil, Lana.
Yeah, I just got a message from my sister. She's looks like she's getting induced into labor. Oh wow, yeah, Lena did too. So she is in there now, getting induced at the hospital. And I just wanted to pray for her. Father, I lift up Lydia to you. This is her ninth child. And I praise you, Father, that there's no need to pump her full of these chemicals and pharmakia, Lord. We just ask that you do this supernaturally. You've given her a labor that was pain-free before, because she was praising your name, and she claimed it and believed it, and she actually got to experience this pain-free labor before. And Lord, I just want you to remind her of that and put her entire trust in you, Father. And I praise you that this little baby's going to come out no issues, and that it's going to be an awesome delivery, and that she's going to be healthy and perfect along with the baby. And I praise you for her, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray this. Amen.
Amen. I just wanted to also add that under the monitoring, the baby's heart rate was plummeting super low with every contraction that Lydia had. And this is typically what came to mind was, because, you know, been there, done that. This is typically an open door for the staff to start pushing for a C-section. So we, Father God, we bind that up in the name of Jesus. There's going to be no C-section for Lydia and the baby boy that they're having, Father God. The heart rate will stabilize, and that she will have the baby naturally and quickly in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. We all believe it with you. Glory to God, glory to God. Boy, you come on out of there by yourself in Jesus' name. We thank you for it, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Lord, we thank you for your Holy Spirit that's doing exactly that. In Jesus' name. Amen. Ooh. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for the good report we're going to hear from Lydia. All right. Anyone else? Yeah, Missy.
I could use some prayer. I just cast down every attempt of the enemy to make excuses for every time that the enemy puts muscle knots and tension in my back and in my neck and gives me a headache. I don't care if I was doing something the day before. I'm not under the curse. I don't receive any excuses or reasons for putting this on me. I'm not under the curse. And I cast down these lying spirits that try and tell me that I get this because I did this the day before or whatever. I cast down these spirits that put these muscle knots in my back and my neck and give me headaches. I cast you down in the mighty name of Jesus, you lying anxiety spirits. You go, whatever you are, I command you to go. I have restored DNA. I dwell in heavenly places where there is no curse, where there is no pain, where there is no tears, in the name of Jesus, because Jesus bore it for me. And by his stripes, I am delivered and healed. And no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise up in judgment against me, I condemn in Jesus' mighty name. And I praise you and I thank you, Lord, that it was done even before the foundation of the world, because you were crucified before the foundation of the world. I was crucified with you, and it is no longer I that live, but it's you that lives in me. And Jesus is not under the curse. He was never sick, and I don't receive that. I look at Jesus in the mirror, and he was healthy. He was never sick, and I have the body of Jesus. He took the curse for me and gave me his body and his health in Jesus' name. And I praise you and I thank you, Lord, for it. Woohoo! Praise your mighty name. Thank you, Lord.
Lord, put it in my heart. I'm going to pray to you. And I want everybody in here to point your finger at her. Point your hand at her. Point your hand at Missy. In the name of Jesus, I command these knots out of her back, shoulders, wherever. It don't make no never mind. They got to go. Right now, in Jesus' name, I command the pain to leave her and not to ever come back. In the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father, right now that your Holy Spirit is going through her shoulders right now. Eliminate all the pain, discomfort in Jesus' name from the top of her shoulders, top of her head to the bottom of her feet. She is healed in Jesus' name, and not to experience this anymore in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you that she's going to from now on confess the good report that it, just like she had, it can't come back. In Jesus' name. Everybody believe that. That the power of God is going through her right now from every one of us into her body. And she's healed. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. It's done.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Lord, praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yep.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Thank
it's
you.
It's done. Lord. All right. Anyone else? Yeah, Marilyn.
Just a kind of, well, also I want to pray for Missy real quick, and then I have a testimony. I cast down all the assignments of witchcraft.
Amen.
Coming against witchcraft, retaliation, faction, coming against not only Missy, but everybody here, and even the ones that aren't here, but there are brothers and sisters in Christ that are part of this fellowship. We send forth the angels to drive this darkness out of us, away from us. Father, whatever the source is, praise God, Father, you see everything. Nothing is hidden from you. You know the exact source. It doesn't matter if it's coming from the factious, the Satanists, the witches, the warlocks, the sorcerers, the wizards, the New Agers. It just, the psychics, the occultists, the apostates, it doesn't matter. Father, we thank you and praise you that we are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, and that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises in judgment against us, I condemn. for this is the inheritance of the saints of God, and our inheritance is incorruptible, undefiled, and everlasting. Our inheritance is Jesus, and we claim it, we proclaim it, we rejoice in it, and Father, we give you all the praise and glory, and we are so thankful. We are so thankful. And I thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. And thank you, Father, for the angels that are at work on our behalf, even right now. In Jesus' name, amen. And I also just, you know, wanted to add, I guess it was Thursday night I started getting hit and with witchcraft. I wasn't able to sleep. It was just, you know, a constant battle against the sleeplessness, restlessness, brain fog, chaos, confusion, trying to make it hard for you to confess the word and pray, physical things going on. And it continued on into Friday. And Friday was another sleepless night. And when I finally did get a little bit of sleep on Saturday morning, I heard in the spirit, and I believe it was the Lord speaking to me, there's a new witchcraft attack against you. And so anyway, it was like a new type of witchcraft. That's what it was. There's a new type of witchcraft being, you know, sent against you. And I don't just think that was just for me. It's just that I happened to hear it. So I'd really, really been praying about that. And I noticed when we got together on Saturday night you know, a lot of that oppression lifted off and I was really thankful. But then come Saturday night, I couldn't sleep. Sunday night, I couldn't sleep. And I called my dear sister in Christ yesterday and we prayed about it. We prayed against the witchcraft, the lunar eclipse, the full moon, all the witchcraft associated with the election. We cast down a lot of things. And I praise God. I probably got 8 or 9 hours of sleep last night. I was so thankful. I slept better than I have slept in over a week. And you got, gosh, just felt like a new creature. Well, I am a new creature in Christ every day, but boy, I just felt like a whole different person today. But most of y'all know that our daughter and our son-in-law live with us. And yesterday afternoon, Sunday afternoon, my son-in-law was talking to me and he said that he was talking to, you know, his wife, my daughter. And he said, we just feel something weird. He said, there is just such a weirdness that we feel today. And then he also said, and we see on social media that just all over the place, people are just openly confessing that they're witches. And so, I don't know if that's part of what the Lord meant when he said you're being hit with a new type of witchcraft, but it's just, I tell you what, I sure am praying for everybody. And, you know, Barry and I had noticed it as well. We've been praying against this stuff. And, you know, sometimes it's just like the weirdest unsettling thing. But praise God, you know, the Lord has redeemed us from all the power and the curse of it. And so I praise the Lord and thank the Lord. And our faith in Jesus is the victory that overcomes all of this. So praise God. And I'm done.
Okay. We've been praying against it too, brother. Witchcraft too, brother. Y'all get it, go ahead.
And oh, just to confirm what Marilyn was saying, it was Sunday night, I think. It was Sunday night, and I was just hardly, the sleeplessness and stuff, and I was just, you know, praying in spirit and casting stuff down and you know, telling the angels to, you know, clean the air or get this, I don't know what it is, but it just felt, and I, you know, that's, it was just weird. I'd never felt like what was oppressing me. It was just weirdness, and I don't know another way. So when we talked the other day and or yesterday and realized that we both had, we're dealing with something, it was just weird, just the weird feeling. I mean, I recognize some of the stuff that, you know, oppresses, you know, comes in. But this was, you know, it's like, this is not God. It is not the Lord. And I don't want it in my house, but it just felt weird. I don't know how else to describe it. I just wondered if anyone else was dealing with any similar. Didn't know what you were dealing with, I guess, but you felt something.
Well, let's just pray. As David said, let's just pray. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come against all witchcraft, against the UBM Fellowship, that's Outreach and Local 2. We cast it down in the name of Jesus. It will not come against God's people. In Jesus' name, we command the angels to go out there and fight these battles for us. In Jesus' name, that the witchcraft curses spoken against God's people will be cast down as null and void. And we thank you for it, Father. We thank you, Lord, that your angels with your torches, your swords, and whatever else kind of stuff that they use is on the move right now to cast down these curses spoken against God's people. And we praise you, Father, that we're going to be vigilant from this point on in our warfare for our brothers and sisters. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Glory to God, glory to God. We thank you, Father. I remember, Lord, you told us, the angels told us that they didn't have much to do because we hadn't been praying much. And that was when the angels were talking to us. So, Lord, we want you to, we are asking that the angels go out there and do the job in Jesus' name against all enemies of UBM Fellowship all over the world in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Glory to God, glory to God. We praise you, Father, for doing that. Amen. Everybody believe it? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I believe it's done. Well, I know it's done because the Lord said. Okay. I believe in miracles. Y'all remember that one? Look at Patrick. Okay, Patrick. I know what you've been listening to. Amen, brother. We believe in miracles because we serve a miracle-working God. And guess what? He's in this temple. He's in that temple and that temple and that temple and all of these temples that I'm looking at. And that's the power of God reserved especially for his people. Amen. Glory to God, glory to God. That's why he said, when you put your hands on somebody, they will recover. Glory to God. Because it's the power of God going through you to them, and they are healed, delivered, and set free by the power that's inside of you. You don't have to call power down from heaven. It's already there, right here. The authority of God is right here. Glory to God. And we're getting a hold of it too. Everybody here is getting a hold of it. Because we're humble people of God that want nothing but to save people from the pits of hell. And that's a way to do it. For signs and wonders. Glory to God, glory to God. My. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Claire.
Michael, I've just realized the Lord's been giving Rhiannon and I the same verses for a couple of days now. Like, he'll get his verse in the morning or after we've prayed or something, and then a few hours later I open my Bible for a reason and we're getting the same thing. And I just like to read this portion, maybe it might enlighten us a bit of what's maybe.
Absolutely. Yes, go right ahead.
And this is from Ezekiel 13, and I'll read from verse 17, possibly to the end of the chapter. And thou, son of man, set thy face against the daughters of thy people that prophesy out of their own hearts, and prophesy thou against them, and say, thus saith the Lord God, woe to the woman that sew pillows upon all elbows, and make kerchiefs for the head of persons of every stature to hunt souls. Will ye hunt the souls of my people and save souls alive for yourselves? And ye have profaned me among my people for handfuls of barley and for pieces of bread, to slay the souls that should not die, and to save the souls alive that should not live, by your lying to my people that hearken unto lies. Wherefore saith the Lord God, behold, I am against your pillows, wherewith ye there hunt the souls to make them fly, and I will tear them from your arms, and I will let the souls go, even the souls that ye hunt to make them fly. Your kerchiefs also will I tear, and deliver my people out of your hand, and they shall be no more in your hand to be hunted, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. Because with lies you have grieved the heart of the righteous, whom I have not made sad, and strengthened the hands of the wicked, that he should not return from his wicked way and be saved alive. Therefore ye shall no more see false visions nor divine divinations, and I will deliver my people out of your hand, and ye shall know that I am the Lord.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Father. Amen. I believe it. I accept and receive that prayer right there. That was chapter 13 of Ezekiel. I think she read 17 through 23. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. How many times y'all get that? A few times this last couple of days?
I think four times since
four
Sunday.
Four times. Ooh, my. Amen. I may receive it. Lord of God. Yeah, we all do. Praise the Lord. Yeah, go ahead, Theo.
I receive it. That's it. The first one.
Okay. Amen. Yes, Lord. We all do. Thank you, Jesus. I'm getting excited. I'll tell you why. Because the spirits are stirred up. The Spirit of God is stirring people up. And when God stirs people up, revival right behind him. My. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Anyone else got something they'd like to share? Yes, fear.
Hey, Michael, I wanted to share something. I wanted to get y'all's thoughts and give you some prayers. So I've been talking to Angelica about the YouTube channel for UVM. And a couple nights ago, the Lord kind of put it on my heart, go ahead and open up a whole bunch of these videos and let them play so that I could help the algorithm by cranking in some views. And I've been doing that nonstop. And I've started noticing a pattern. There are certain videos that keep coming back on my feed as if I did not watch them. And no matter how many times, this is probably the fifth or sixth time that I'm loading them and I let them play to the very end and I like them. Every time I check UVM page, They are marked as not finished watching. And I thought it was very interesting because these videos actually have some very hot topics. And I just wanted to share which ones are coming up. Does sin bring sickness and death? The veil is a sign of authority on the woman's head. Prepping for the mark of the beast, buying and selling versus giving and receiving. Part two on that too. Overview of the book of Esther in the Bible, end time prophecy. And I think the other one is one that mentions the one world order. So this handful of videos, for a fact, I've had to reload more than 5 or 6 times to get them watched. And I think these are some hot topics that YouTube is censoring. So we come against this censorship in the name of Jesus and Father God. These videos are going to go the furthest and reach into the deepest crevices of people's hearts. And they're going to hear this message and they're going to receive it and they're going to believe it. And there is nothing YouTube can do to stop it, because we sent forth the angels, get rid of the witchcraft, get rid of the hindrances and any videos that I haven't noticed yet, because I think I'm just halfway down the video page. YouTube, you're a goner. You can't stand against the power of God and the ministering angels that we sent forth to deliver this message to those that need to hear it. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Lord, I ask this. I ask in the name of Jesus that you hide these videos of UBMs, every single one of them, from the people who knock them off, that they don't see them. But the only people that get to see them, Lord, are the ones that you want to see them. And I thank you, Father, for doing that for UBM videos on YouTube in Jesus' name. And I praise you, Father, for doing that. That the next time Lana gets on there, it's going to be, they're going to go all the way through, all the way through, all the way through, all the way through. And we thank you for it, Father. Angels, get busy. Punch in. It's time to go to work. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Glory to God. Praise you, Father. Y'all believe that God can do that? I believe he can. I know he can. I know he can. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lana, for letting us know that I'd forgotten about that they've been censoring us. There's no need for us to jump over to another venue when we've got God. God could do it. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Woo! My. Man, them angels getting busy now. Lord of God, they're all punching in. All right. Anyone else got something they want to pray about? It's like it's going to be prayer time. Well, you got some kind of appendix behind you. Oh, that's that cat. I couldn't see what that was, man. Yeah, I saw that tail. Oh, I said, what in the world is that? I'm sliding up there. Okay. That's Gus. Yeah. All right. Anyone else got something they want to pray? Lord, thank you for keeping Gus happy and alive through all this stuff, in Jesus' name. Amen. And Lord, we thank you for letting him have a mouse or two every now and then. Just to get that old cat out of him. Thank you, Father. Amen. All right. Go ahead, Phil, or Lana, or Max, or Phil, or Gabe.
Okay, it's me again.
Okay.
Just reminded me. Today, our neighbors stopped by to say hi. This is the second time we've had a chance to talk to them. And we met them, and their names are Barry and Olga. And they have a dog, a purebred Havanese Cuban dog. It's like a
Havana
dog. Anyways, it is 2 years old, and it is dying. And they're pretty bummed out because they really like this puppy, and it's only 2 years old. And I didn't have the courage to straight up say, hey,
we'll pray for it. But they're like, we're hoping it'll make it through. It's doing so much better. And I said, we'll hope right along with you. In my mind, I was like, well, I'm actually going to pray. And my husband here was a little more bold, and he was like, well, thank you, Lord, that the dog is healed and restored. So I just want to bring up little Cooper. He'd love him. He likes to swat at him. But Lord, not us, but Christ in us. Father God, Barry and Olga, it doesn't look like they have a whole lot going on, just an older couple. They said today it's just them. It's just the two of them. They live here. They moved here from Florida so many years ago, and it looks like they're all set in life. But Father, I think they need you. So Father God, we ask for your grace to little Cooper, and may it be a testimony and a light to them and their household, Father God. And I thank you for giving us the boldness to speak Christ to them, Father God, to share our faith. And Father God, if they are of your elect, we ask that you bring them into the kingdom and give them hearts and ears and eyes to see and receive, Father God. And we thank you for doing this, Father God. We thank you for putting us in this neighborhood. And we thank you that they are currently the only neighbors that we have so far met. And they have reached out a hand to come and come over and talk to us. He even says hi all the time, Father God, even though I forgot his name, and I never forget people's names. So I thank you for doing that, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Neighbor one, thank you, Jesus.
Well, he always hollers, hi, Anana. And I'm like, hey, neighbor. And I'm like, forgot his name. So very right. Old God. We know him now.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you that that dog is healed, delivered, and set free, and they're going to have a long time in Jesus' name. Amen. Go ahead, Missy.
I like to pray for Merle. The Lord's really brought something to my attention here lately. The cut and dry of it is that I'm just going to pray. Father, I just praise you and thank you, Lord, that Merle is delivered from rejection and fear of man, and that he has boldness and he has bold faith, Lord, that he speaks as an oracle of God, that he calls the things that are not as though they were, and that he shares his faith with others, and he's bold to pray for others, Lord, in Jesus' name. And I praise you and I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Praise you and I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that Merle's come out from among them, that he's a mighty man of God, a mighty man of faith, Lord. And I just praise you and I thank you, Lord, for doing that, Lord. And Lord, I ask you, Merle's mentioned about, he's thought about praying for this one fella that I met today. I went with him to the donut shop. I felt like the Lord wanted me to, and there's this one fellow there that has Parkinson's. His name is Tom, and I was just sharing with him a little bit, some things of faith and miraculous things or whatever, and he seemed pretty open to he was listening, and Father, I ask you and I thank you for giving Merle bold faith to pray for Tom to be healed, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And in the meantime, I'm going to pray for him too. I command the effects of Agent Orange, that horrible thing, off of him. And I command healing to him, Lord. And most of all, salvation, Lord. But I have a sense he has somewhat of a Christian background, Lord, just by the little comments that I could understand. Lord. But he was saying, Lord. And I asked you, and thank you, Lord, for putting faith into him, Lord, to believe that nothing's too hard for you and that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that you are not a respecter of persons, but you're a respecter of faith, Lord. And give him the faith that he needs to believe you, Lord, for healing and not man, because your ways are not man's ways. Your ways are higher than man's ways. And I praise you and I thank you, Lord, for doing that for Tom and doing that for Merle. Praise you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. It is done. Lord, we thank you for that mighty man of God, Merle. And that's all we're going to call him now, because that's what he is. We're calling the things that are not as though they were. And I'm telling you, he is a mighty man of God, bold in his faith and bold to give out his faith. And we thank you for it, Father. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus.
All right. Yeah, Joe.
I just want agreement with prayer. Put it in a chat. This is my internet of my tab is not working properly anymore with my hotspot. And I need that to get on the internet. I just want to pray for it.
All right. In the name of Jesus, I command that internet to work, be the best in that neighborhood. In the not only in the neighborhood, in the whole country. And he's got it. God's superpower internet working on his tablet supernaturally, and he's going to be able to get through when everybody else is gone. And we thank you for it, Father, because you're his internet, and we praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Now, iPad, get to work. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
Want to believe it? Lord of God. How many of you know God can do that? He can do it.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. And not only is he can, he's done it.
Thank
you, Lord. Amen. Yes, Vanita.
Hi, everyone. I have a praise and a prayer. My mom and dad came home today from a month in India, and they, for the first time, were not sick at all, and they just did really well there. And so praise the Lord for that. We took command over that, and Missy prayed in the ladies' fellowship, and they did great. So then the prayer request is they came home and my dad started sneezing, and I don't know what it is that's come over him. So he's got some kind of infirmity there, and my mom's back started to hurt. So so I just want to take command over that in Jesus' name. And Lord, we just command that infirmity off of both of them, Lord. They're sanctified, and Lord, we just take control of that, and they're not going to have to deal with that at all any longer, Lord. And we just praise you and thank you for working in their lives in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father, for your cleansing power going through that whole house, wiping it clean of all of the stuff that may have been in that air. And we praise you, Father, that they are completely healed, delivered, and set free. And Vanita's going to hear the testimony. And we praise you for it, Father. Glory to God, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Judy.
And Lord, we just thank you that every word curse, thought curse has been spoken about travel and picking up germs in the airport and all that kind of stuff. And when you travel, you get sick and you bring stuff back. We just cast all that down in the name of Jesus, because I know when we prayed earlier that they would be blessed and they would have good travel on their comings and their goings, and on their return flight as well. So all those symptoms, they have to go in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. They're going to get a good night's sleep tonight. They're also going to adjust to the time difference and readjust back to where they are on the East Coast in this time zone that they're in, Father. They're not going to have that I don't know what you call it, jet lag or whatever, and just you cause their bodies to acclimate to the time where they're in. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Because the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus made every one of us free from the law of sin and death. And you know what sickness is? It's baby sin. It's baby sickness. That's all, or baby death. That's all it is. Just baby death. Thank you, Father. We don't have to put up with it. We command it to go from our families and our house. In Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Okay. Anyone else? Thank you, Lord. Lord, we bless the women tomorrow here locally that's going to get together, make the little stuff that they're going to make, Jesus' name, that they get all of them made that they need made. The kids are going to be absolutely settled that this is going to be an awesome time for them. We thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Father. Lord, bless them things that she made just today, too, because I know it's going to be awesome. Bye, bye, bye. All right. Anyone else? Did anybody play the banjo? Mariana, you play the banjo? Well, your husband over there pouring. She does. She does. All right. I'm just asking. Okay. Okay. You want to play it? Or you want me to play it? Yes, you going to play it? Or yes, you want me to play it?
You know how.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, you sit there and talk while I look it up. Somebody pray.
Can I request that Isaac share his testimony about the house in that they were selling that we prayed about?
I meant to click on mute, not reset. The testimony, what do you mean, like everything that happened?
Yeah, last time I think we heard and we all prayed about, you know, after the hurricane and everything, the closure on your house.
Yeah. Yeah, because that was a big deal. Because pretty much with the hurricane, from what the realtor told me, is everybody had to get another inspection after, like a post, yeah, like a re-inspection, there you go, post-hurricane, right? And Florida's got these rules now. If you're even missing a shingle or anything, you cannot sell the house. That's a done deal. It's just done until you get it, you know, roof replaced. We were the only house that didn't require another inspection. And that's amazing. And so, so that went through, and you know, it's like, they said they'd be 6 to 8 weeks before they could get the money to us because they got to pay off some liens and it goes through a bank, then goes, you know, then it will come to us. So I didn't worry about it or even look into it. Like four weeks later, I was like, maybe I should call, see what's going on. What's the deal? You know, so there was a bunch of confusion. The banks didn't know where the money was, and neither did the customer service didn't, and the mortgage company didn't. So I was like, well, I don't know what's going on either. So anyways, it went through, and like I said, it's supposed to be 6 to 8 weeks. It went through in 4 weeks, and we got that done, and we just received that, thank the Lord. And Yeah, praise the Lord of that. Because that was, I just can't imagine in this time down there, very many deals going through. It's pretty tumultuous. It's just a miracle because, like, the lady, she didn't want another inspection. She didn't want anything. She just wanted to get out of New York and go to, you know, Florida, where her brother was. So I don't know, man. It was just, am I missing something? I feel like I'm missing something. Do you know of anything? I feel like there's something else, and I just can't think of it. But whatever it is, it's amazing. But yeah, no, so it all worked out, man. I just, real thankful, real thankful.
So the buyer didn't require or request that you have a post-hurricane inspection. Did she just have to take your word for it that everything was okay? Or
no,
it was just her choice. She just said, you know, I'm buying it regardless of what it looks like after the hurricane.
Well, we were pretty easy. When originally, before the hurricane ever came, she wanted this much off, which is pretty substantial. And I was like, okay. And then we were good about some other things, you know, cause here's the thing. I didn't tell you guys this. She had an inspection on the house before the hurricane. Like this was like, you know, way before, and it failed. That inspection totally failed. Said, oh, the house, the inspector said the house only got less than a year on the roof, and it's a done deal. It probably won't make it through the rest of the year, even with normal rain. And I told him, I said, because it wasn't even my inspector, but he called me and he said, hey, I just want to let you know, man, you need to get that roof replaced. I can't pass your inspection. And I'm like, okay, so the deal's gone. And I said, well, how come a year ago I paid for two separate inspections? Because I couldn't be there. So I wanted two inspectors, different companies to give me their ideas so I can kind of look and read in between the middle. For myself. And so they both said 10 years. You're telling me one. Within 1 year, we've lost 9 years. And he said, well, I'm an expert. And I said, well, that does make sense. Anyways, long story short, that roof's still there. So I don't know what he's talking about. Those are 155 mile per hour winds, man. Yeah, 150 mile per hour winds. Crazy. Anyways, she didn't want inspection. I did pay for her to have another inspection. That way she could feel good about it. And, so nope. It was just the Lord. It was just moving ahead. No, there wasn't nothing that could stop it. It was just, that's how it was going to be. I don't know. It was just so cool.
I don't blame her. If she wanted to get out of New York, she'd take anything, bitch. Just to get out of there. Bless your heart. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, we got a treat for you via Theo and Lana.
The Bible says it's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord. Amen.
And there's just one thing that I want to say. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all you've given to me, for all the blessings that I cannot see. Bless your name. I just want to thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Woohoo, that's a good song. Unappropriate. Thank you, Father.
Michael, can you copy that in the chat, please?
I don't know.
That link?
Yeah, I can. Missy. I want to play that one that you put on the blog the other day. What, can you help me with that one? I don't remember the name of it.
I got to go look myself.
Yeah, that's that new one. That new one I'm talking about. That last one you put up.
Yeah, because I've listened to a lot of new songs here lately. I got to go look it up quick myself. Oh, on the blog?
Was it Honey?
Yeah.
Honey.
What?
The cover is
Honey by Hope Darst.
Honey by who?
Hope Darst.
It's in the chat.
Darst.
Hope.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's one I put on Signal too that's really good from her.
What's the last name?
Darst.
Darst.
D as in dog.
Oh, Darst. Mm-hmm. With lyrics. Okay. Is that the one that says?
It's not good lyrics. I don't think they have it, the lyrics yet. I tried to find one and they didn't have one.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay. All right, here we go.
Friend, when it comes to you, where do I begin? My refuge, my defense, I'll be singing songs about you till the end. Your name to me
support of our future.
How precious, how divine. Oh, your beauty captivates me every time. About you my whole life. Yes, I'll be singing songs about you my whole life. Your name to me is sweeter than honey. It's all I need, more than enough. Jesus, you
awesome song. Glory to God, glory to God. Can I read something to y'all? Just a little bit of something. It won't take just a few minutes here. It'll fire you up. The gospel of Christ's death, burial, and resurrection of 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and 15 is not the gospel of the kingdom of God. It's the gospel that lets us preach the gospel of the kingdom of God. Gospel of the kingdom of God means literally the good news of the supremacy or the reign of God. That's what they went out and preached. They went out into every city and said, we're here to tell you the good news that God's over everything. And then they find sickness and say, let us prove it to you. God is over cancer. Cancer be gone. And they got healed, which proved that they were what they were preaching. And that's simple, isn't it? Every person that's called to preach, that's what you're called to preach. And that's what every Christian is called to share. The good news of the supremacy of God by the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And then we go about with the authority to demonstrate it. And guess what happens when you do that? Revival. Lord God. That's what he's called us to do. The supremacy of God. There's no other religion on this earth that preaches and teaches that their God is in them. No other. This is the only religion that preaches that God is in and with them. And when God is in you and with you and you understand the ramifications of that particular sentence, revival is on the way. Glory to God. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. My. I don't remember when I wrote that down. I got it from somebody. I didn't think of that. But, well, that's good. How many of you ready to see God's supremacy over this earth and over the things that we've seen? I am too. Glory to God. I'm so sick of doctors and thinking about paying all that money to die. That's what they want you to do. Pay them money so you can die. Give them all that money for the dope that don't do nothing but give you a little bit of a buzz. And that's about it. You're paying your dope peddler to do that. Nowadays, when you can just holler at Jesus, Lord, your word says right here, Mark 11:24. It says right there. Yeah, Missy.
I'd like to share, I believe, what I shared yesterday morning, I think, because I mentioned about this Saturday night. Not everybody heard about this because not everybody was on Saturday night. But I mentioned about my next door neighbor and that it seemed like something was going on with her and like something was wrong with her, physically sick, whatever. And I was gone for 10 days. I think when at least part of this was going on. Anyway, I walked by the other day and she was sitting out on the porch by herself. So I walked over and, I said, hey, Mila, how are you doing? And she says, I forget what she said. I'm hanging in there or something, she said. And here she had a brace on her right hand. Anyway, she proceeded to tell me. I'll try and make it cut and dry. She had cataract surgery. I think the middle of September and it went wrong and she had another one. And then after that, then she had her retina start to tear and detach. I don't know if it was the same eye or a different eye. And then, she was on her front walk and she fell and broke her hand and she had surgery. And had pins put in. So she had 4 surgeries in 6 weeks. And I just talked to her, you know, and I've talked to her before about the Lord. She's there Serbian Orthodox. And, you know, whenever I've spoken to her, she agrees when I speak faith, you know, about the Lord's healing and different things. And I mean, she's always open to hear. She's always open to hear and always open to receive prayer. You know, I've prayed for her before, not just for healing, but something she was dealing with in the family and having a hard time with. Unforgiveness and stuff like that. And anyway, so I prayed for her and I just thank you, Lord, for doing a great work. And she also told me then that her husband for the past week and a half had been sick. She didn't say what it was. And also with this retinal surgery that she had, because of something that they did, the doctor wanted her to keep her head down. And it seems like it's something she's had for a while, neck problems and back problems. So it was really just causing her a lot of discomfort. And as I was talking to her, she was just shaking her leg And I just, my heart just went out to her. And I know the Lord's using this to get their attention and to draw them closer. I sense that she may be born again. I don't think her husband is.
Missy, so we need to do a little bit of praying right quick if we can.
Right.
Okay. All right. Claire, we're going to pray for one. Right. In the name of Jesus right now, we command these spirits off of her. Whatever it is, it makes no difference. You go from her in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, for your peace in her heart right now in Jesus' name. We command anxiety to go, fear to go, confusion to go, rejection to go, anything that's every torment demon that may be hindering her walk, you go from her in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for your peace in her heart right now. We thank you, Father, for filling her with your Holy Spirit. And we praise you, Father, for peace in her heart right now in Jesus' name. Y'all believe it? Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Okay, I believe. Go ahead, Missy.
Anyway, I didn't catch what you said. I thought you were like, tell me that, okay, we need to pray for her, you know.
But well, yeah, we still need to pray for her, too. We don't.
Exactly. You know, go ahead. I thought you were just like, okay, okay, Missy, let's stop talking. Let's just pray. But anyway.
Well, that's that, too.
Yeah. You know, and I just really spoke a lot of faith and a greater gospel to her. And I even told her, you know, that the Lord, that since I think I might've told you this before, but I'm not sure. And I told her that since 2011, I haven't gone to a doctor or taken any medicine. The Lord's always healed me. And she goes, wow. You know? So I just praise you, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for bringing Mila and Pedro into your kingdom in a mighty way, in a fuller way, and that just bring them out of this. I thank you, Lord, for bringing them out from under this religious system, this apostate system that they're in. And I thank you, Lord, for doing that and freeing them from pharmakia. Lord, they've been under pharmakia. It's just been one thing or another. Lord, you know, I've shared things before. And I just thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. And Lord, I ask you to that Mila would take me up on whenever she might need help with something. And you know what I've asked her if I could do or help with her or whatever, Lord. And you even put into my heart something that didn't occur to me right away. But Lord, I just thank you and I praise you, Lord, for opening up Mila, Lord, to show me when, give me the timing, Lord. I don't want to be a pesky neighbor, but at the same time, Lord, I want to be led by you, Lord, and soften her heart, Lord, open her up to receive the real good news, Lord. David suggested maybe sending her the first few chapters, but Lord, I have the whole book. I have some extras, Lord, and Lord, right now, I believe that she can see. Her eyes are healed. And I thank you, Lord, that she can read this book for herself and that she be willing to read it, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that it is anointed mightily. It has to be because it's your word and your word is anointed. Has so much of your word in it, Lord, and so many testimonies. And I just thank you, Lord, for using this book to increase Mila's faith and to know the real, real, real gospel. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. John chapter 9, verse 1 says it. And I'm going to go through a little of it. And as he passed by, saw a man blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he should be born blind? Jesus answered, neither did this man sin nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. We must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. When I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground, made clay of his spittle, anointed his eyes with the clay, and said unto him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. He went away therefore and washed and came seeing. Was he Jesus the light of the world for this man or what? He took him out of darkness and got him into light with just a little mud ball. That's what he wants us to do. He wants us, as he says in Matthew chapter 5. Let's go there just for a second. Y'all mind if I just ramble on here a little bit? Verse 13. He said, Jesus talking, this is in red here. Ye are the salt of the earth. He's talking about us. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is therefore good for nothing but to be cast out and trodden on the foot of men. But he said, you are the salt. And here's something else he said we are. You are the light of the world. Did Jesus say he was the light of the world while he was there? Now he's saying we are. How come? Because Jesus is in it. Glory to God. We are the light of the world. And a city set on a hill that can't be hid. Neither do men light a lamp and put it under the bushel, but on the stand, and it shines unto all that are in the house. In other words, get out there and shine the light of God where everybody can see it. It says, even so, let your light shine before men that they may see your good works. What's your good work? Healing the sick, raising the dead, casting out demons, and glorify your Father who is in heaven, and showing the love of God out of your heart. Woo, my. I feel like going to Walmart. Aisle 3, folks. Aisle 3. Everybody come to aisle 3. There's a miracle going on in aisle 3. Get there quick. Amen. Amen. It's happening. It's going to happen. It will happen. He said, we must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. Yes. Glory to God. Yeah, go ahead, Isaac or Marianne.
Well, it's me. She didn't want to play the banjo this time.
Okie dokie.
You know, you were talking about a city on a hill cannot be hid. You know, I was just reading that this weekend, and my mom mentioned Mark 7 to me. Something she mentioned. She said, well, you should read it. So I said, okay. So I did read it, and I read it a bunch of times, actually. And I got a lot of revelation out of there, and that was awesome. But, you know, just to your point, Michael, about he's the light in the world, and that light's in us. You know, there's actually a little, I mean, you see it in Mark 7, 24. And from thence he arose and went away into the borders of Tyre and Sidon. And he entered into a house and would have no man know it. And he could not be hid. His light couldn't be hid. You know, you think about that. It wasn't put under a bushel. It was a city set on a hill that couldn't be hid. I was just thinking about that. You know, he couldn't be hid. He was just a manifestation of life.
Amen. That's why he walked on it. He was a light on you. That's a good story, too. I like that story. All right. Anybody else? Yes, Patrick.
I don't really have a prayer request or anything, but I wanted to. I was talking to somebody today, believe it or not, about the Holy Spirit. I was thinking about, I'm driving to work and home every day, about an hour and a half. So I have plenty of time to listen and pray and talk and think about things. And the messages that David's speaking and presenting, especially about, you know, we're near it, what's coming up, and just this whole transition out of the Babylonian deep state, about to the point where we're going to see the handwriting on the wall and then the transition of the Cyrus Trump. And then the exciting part about that is obviously is in Cyrus's reign was the rebuilding of the temple, the second temple. And so that whole thing, obviously the revival that's coming and the work, even the message about Gideon today and everything, it's just very, very encouraging faith-wise. But I was thinking about, there's a whole, I guess maybe it's equated to the 10 tribes. The two tribes were the spirit filled and the 10 tribes were the non-spirit filled. That type is being projected in the old Testament, with Israel. And I was thinking that, you know, the massive amount of, organized Christianity, shall we say, or the apostate system, or however you want to place it, is non-spirit filled. Don't believe in it. Haven't received that gift from the Holy Spirit. And I, of course, the Lord brought me through that door when I was, went through the Baptist church and that whole process. But anyway, I was thinking about it on the way to work today, and how to present that through the mind. I know I've heard a lot of preaching and seen a lot of preaching, you know, that were through the Spirit-filled, the Pentecostal, and how to receive the Holy Spirit and the reasons for it and all this sort of thing. But I don't think I've really heard a person coming from the non-spirit filled group and then having transitioned in and received the Holy Spirit and some of the things that they learned through it, or, you know, how to, in other words, how to present that to that group of people or that group of Christians. And I was kicking about certain things through that. And I know the Lord, it was one of those things that, you know, that, you know, I know the Baptists believe that, you know, you received all you're going to receive. You've come into the, a kingdom. You receive Jesus and boom, you got all you're going to get, you know, so live with it type thing. But I was, the Lord kind of gave me a picture today of equating it to a physical birth. You know, when you have a baby come in, is born into the earth, that baby doesn't have any choice, so to speak. There's no volition there or anything. They're just boom, they're popped out. They're like, they're out there. And the choices in your life come after you start to mature and, you know, become more aware and whatever. And then you start learning to make decisions, exercise your volition. And I got that's kind of that same picture that when you're born again, you're in seeking mode. You're following your desires, your cravings, your fears. You're just following it, knowing you need something, but don't know what you need. And, you know, you're moving at that. And, you know, the desire and the crescendo of emotion and, you know, and dissatisfaction and whatever all it is, at some point you come to a place where you realize, you know, who Jesus was, the Word of God, you know, you're able to align with that and clasp onto that and grab onto Jesus and realize who he is and enter into that forgiveness of sins and that new relationship with God. And you're born into that new life and turn away from the old life and hit the road running type of thing. And to a certain degree, I know you can say, you know, you exercise your volition, your mind and everything. But for the most part, at least with me, you were being led down a path, you know, by the Holy Spirit. And, but then after you've gained your bearings and you're thinking in a different kingdom, you're thinking in those terms. Now it seems like the Lord gives you an opportunity to express your own volition and to ask for the Holy Spirit from the Father. And now you're able to exercise your volition. Now it's something that's coming from you, this new creation. I want that, Father. And it just seemed like I was thinking about that, and then the correlation in Romans 8, I don't know, 13 or something like that, where he's talking about the two spirits, or you've received. Well, heck, I got it right here. I can read it. I got the technology right here. Because he said. But ye are not in the flesh, verse 9 says, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. But if any man hath not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. If you haven't received Christ, if you haven't entered into that life in Christ, you're none of his. And if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin. But the Spirit is life because of righteousness. You know, when you're in that, when you enter into that life of Christ and you are into another kingdom and you're starting to be able to see the life and the death, and it's all functioning right within you, like you know, Paul's talking about in chapter 7 of Romans. But then he says, but if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwelleth in you, he that raised up Christ Jesus from the dead shall give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit that dwelleth in you. Of course, that separate, you know, you can see the separation of the spirit of Jesus and the spirit of so, but what I was thinking is that there is a massive amount of people that when God, when this revival hits and the there is going to be motivation after motivation because of the fear and the shaking of this whole environment. And I know I want to be clear on how to present, how to introduce people to that, for to pray for the Holy Spirit. And so I don't know if this is something that maybe we can talk about on one of our, or read something or whatever, but talk about it on one of our meetings. But anyway, I just thought I'd toss it out.
Okay, yeah. Amen. All right, anyone else? It's awful quiet.
Hi, Andrew.
Well, it's not enough time to get started in the war of women and authority. I think I know.
Can I send you another song since we're looking to put some time
in? Why don't you go ahead and sing it?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, go ahead. Yet.
Let me plug it in just for kicks.
Okay. You can go ahead and do the screen share too if you want to.
I don't know if I can do that, can I?
Well, just send it to me then. I'll get it. I'll put it out there in the chat. What's the name of it? I got
you. He is worthy.
He is worthy.
There it is. Yeah. This is a version that is they
by who?
Use, I don't know. It's by a group, but it's like a group chorus type of thing where they have a lot of different they have the words and they also have a lot of different people singing different portions of it. Pops up on the screen like the a cappella people did, that type of scenario.
All right, got it here. Huh. Now let me optimize. All right, hang on just a second. Let me go back. Now, bear with me here just a minute.
You want me to try to share it?
No, I got it. It's not allowing me to do something here that I need to do. But let's see what happens. Can you see it?
Shadows deepen.
We do.
But do you know that all the dark won't stop the light from getting through?
We do.
Do you wish that you could see it all made new?
We do. It's all Jesus, our Messiah, hold forever those
That was awesome. I've never seen that before like that. I like that. As far as UBM doing that, I wouldn't even know how to start. We ain't got a banjo player anyway. Gotta have a banjo player. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. That was awesome, Patrick. Thank you. That would be nice if we could do something like that. Yeah, I'm talking about not the local, but the whole outreach. That would be awesome. I'm glad I thought of that.
We ought to get our YouTube folks are working on it. See how it can be done.
Okay, I nominate you.
Right. Okay. I receive that nomination.
Okay, I'll second it. I'll second it. Amen.
Anybody have any ideas? I'd think about them.
Thanks. But they say he has noise and Otomo.
What's that, Amrata?
Sorry, my daughter just came home. I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's okay. All right. Anybody else got a prayer request or something I'd like to talk about? We got about 5 minutes here. There's that something behind you there, Claire.
You know who that is. Do you know this boy was on the roof this morning before breakfast?
Yeah, okay.
I had to phone Rian to get him down.
Amen.
Why was Daniel on the roof?
He was fetching his paper airplane.
Of course. Atta boy, Daniel. Man, after my own heart. Get up there.
Climbed up to the ladder?
Do boy thing.
Oh, used the climbing wall and shimmied his way up and then couldn't quite get down again.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's boy. That's all boy.
Get used to it, Claire.
Yeah.
I don't even flinch anymore. I just get ready to speak the tone.
Right. Just keep praying for him. It'll be all right. I never will forget about my twins. Was up on top of the picnic table when they were 4 or 5 years old. They had their little scooters or something up there, and they put a piece of plywood up on it. And just a little thin sheet of plywood. Thought they was going to go bailing off that thing. I said, check this out. And they went down it. Oh, my. Yeah. Another time. We've got a big gum tree right out beside the house. It's about 75, 80 feet tall. And looked out there one day, and they was about 9 or 10, about Daniel's age, I guess. And they were just shinned up the whole top of that tree. And I walked out there, and I said, what are you boys doing up there? Oh, we just wanted to see if we could do it. I said, well, come on down. So they came on down, and my other grandson came out. Years later, climbed up there. We had to get the fire truck up. He got up there, fear hit him. He was clinging like a cat, man. He said, had to pry him off a limb. But yeah, that gum tree is a way to conquer things, I guess. Well, all right, Lord, we just thank you so much for tonight. It's been an awesome time for all of us, I think. And I'll praise you, Father, that the prayers are answered. Every prayer that we prayed is answered. And we praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that we are a light because you're in us. And not only are we a light, we are people's deliverance power that you have put in us, Lord. The redemption is in you, and we take you wherever we go, Lord. And Lord, just like we was talking about a while ago, let Walmart get lit up with your glories and your miracles and all the other places around us. And Lord, place it in the heart to be praying for our cities and our places where we live to bring about this great revival. We thank you for it, Father. Thank you, Lord, for the man-child ministry that's fixing to come down, fixing to come into play. And Father, we praise you for that. We thank you for the resurrection of that man-child. And we praise you for it. Lord, we also thank you for the bride that's also going to be anointed as well. That anointing is within us already. We just have to access this. And we praise you for it, Father. In the name that's above every name, the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it, Father. Be with my brothers and sisters as they go about doing the things that they've got to do today. And we praise you for it, Father, that they are walking, talking Jesus's. Because they looked in the mirror this morning, didn't see nothing but Jesus when they walked out the door. And we praise you for it, Father. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. We praise you, Lord, for all that you're going to do in the days ahead. Thank you for the election results. It's going to be an awesome time for everybody in Jesus' name. And Lord, we thank you for locking up the evil ones in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for that rain you give a Jew. He's going to sleep like somebody was raining on a tin roof. Lord of God, it's going to be a nice time sleeping tonight. Thank you, Jesus. All right, y'all. Be blessed.